Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you all. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Mudiwa Gavaza, and for today, we're getting into a conversation that we've had on a number of occasions that's around the threat of cybersecurity. It's an ongoing threat, and it's not necessarily a journey that you get to security, but rather a journey that you take to continuously be mitigating some of the risks that are coming up against businesses. Now, for today specifically, we are joined by the team from Makwa IT, and we're going to be chatting about the small business sector and how they have been affected by the world of cybersecurity and some of the things that segment of the business world can do what it can to protect its businesses. Happy to be talking to someone from Makwa. It's been a while. Because I think it's as early as 2021 that we had Letabo, the CEO of Makwa, on the platform, so it's really great. And for today, we are joined by Rebetswe Motsamai, who is the marketing and communications manager, to give us some insight, some of the vulnerabilities that you face SMEs when it comes to cyber attacks. Rebetswe, greetings to you.
Thank you, Mitiwe, for having me.
Makwa IT, what is it? What is it that you guys do?
So we're basically an ICT solutions technology company, and we offer a wide range of technology solutions to our customers from in various different industries, from public sector to private sector, and from big, small, large enterprises. So we are able to be this IT solutions for various companies, where we're offering technological solutions in a sense of systems and software, with the partnerships of our the OEMs, the global OEMs that we offer these caterings to. Or with the hardware and the laptops and the switches and so forth. So we offer a full range of business end-to-end solution, IT solutions for our clients.
Okay, cool. So let's delve into that world, because you guys are coming from the world of IT. You've got solutions. You're engaging with different businesses. Where does the threat lie? Where is the danger, as the young people would say? Where is the danger for small businesses when it comes to cybersecurity? One would naturally just say, especially as a small business, I could see someone saying, "But I'm just a small business. Why would anyone even bother trying to attack my business?"
The risk really with cyber criminals, it's literally about any information that you may have. Cybersecurity literally is a threat to any data that you hold. So even if you are a small business and you're holding credit card information or client information, any type of information, any kind of business is vulnerable to an attack. And, I think that is where the misconception, especially from small business owners or small to medium business owners, get the confusion from. They often think that, they're less vulnerable to these attacks because they're not as large as a large enterprise, or they feel that the information or the data that they're in possession of is not really of importance. And that is actually very much incorrect. And you must remember, with small businesses, they contribute largely to the South African economy. And yes, you may be a small business, but you are still playing a pivotal role in the economy. And any security breach can literally cripple a company. And it's very hard to come back from that. And with small businesses, often it's like, they would hold information of clients. And I think once clients realize that you've been breached and their information is also not safe, I don't think anyone would want to do business with you. And it's very hard to come back from a data breach, because it's whether it's health records or client information, confidential IP, or even just credit card information, anyone is susceptible to that.
Now, when it comes to operating any business, right, the small business mentality is to save on costs and try to do as much with as little as possible, right? So with that type of thinking, Are small business guys even thinking about, their cybersecurity in any way? Obviously, we began with the premise of the small businesses would think they're too small. But for those that do have IT systems in place, that do have some type of either CRM or that are taking in all of this information, are they protecting themselves in any way, typically, from what you guys are seeing, or is there an education piece that's lacking?
It's a bit of both, actually. There's not enough awareness created on information, cybersecurity. A lot of people would think that just because cybersecurity is something that's happening not in the country or elsewhere in the country. And what we've noticed is that there's not enough awareness on it, especially to all businesses. And I think that is the goal of such interviews with you, is that you guys fortunately have created this platform for us to have these discussions. And, we've realized that there really isn't enough awareness, one. Two is that just as I mentioned, that any information that is held with regards to maybe if anyone can access their CRM systems, they may feel that they have enough protection. When you've got malware protection and saying that you're protected, that those are consumer grade protection systems. So say you're dealing with a large cyber criminal entity, they can bypass those functions. And with the world that we've seen is that a lot of people are working remotely, and a lot of people are able, they go into these cafes and so forth, and they're accessing these public Wi-Fi connectivity channels. And there's so many ways in which these cyber criminals are able to hack into a system, whether you are remotely or, and the problem is that a lot of people have just consumer grade protection and not high level protection systems that can obviously help alleviate some of the risks. Companies that our systems and our teams are able to monitor where the threats are able to sort of put in place and sort of mitigate some of those risks that are coming through and see where the threat is lying or whether we are able to catch on to these threats quicker. We're not saying that it won't happen. We're not saying that an attack won't happen, but we're able to prevent. There are measures that we put in place where we can prevent such data breaches.
So before we get into a conversation about how does one upgrade their protections from simply being at consumer level to something that's, perhaps more business ready, more enterprise grade. On this platform and, our audience specifically, we're always keen to understand measurements, right? The numbers, the metrics, to sort of quantify how big this thing is. Because if you talk about cybersecurity, it sounds like such a nebulous concept that it's, out there in the world and it's just, floating around. But maybe bringing it closer to home, because I found that business people often respond to, the numbers, whether it's rand amounts or just percentages around. What percentage of businesses are actually ready, for a cyber attack, costs, how much is this costing businesses? How much is this costing the country? Do we have anything in the way of some of that data?
We currently, what we've seen from the statistics is that about 19% of enterprises have sort of higher level security measures. And these are often, majority of them is large corporates. And I think that's where the gap is in terms of the small, medium businesses are, there's a lag there. And it's something that we're hoping that they can adopt before it is too late. I mean, recently we saw the whole breach with the CIPC, and that could be essentially, that sort of data breach can cripple any company, whether you're a large enterprise or a small business. And so what we've seen is that recent studies have shown that it's only 19% of companies within South Africa that are having some sort of higher grade security measures. And we want to increase that, 19% is actually very unfortunate. And I think a lot of these cyber entities, a lot of them are based overseas, and they understand and they can see that South Africa is actually not investing. A lot of South African companies are exposed to these kind of data breaches. And that is why more recently, there's more attacks, there's more breaches happening within the country. And I think it's going to be a rude awakening, and it's a serious wake-up call to see what recently happened with the CIPC data breach.
And do we have anything around how much it's costing the economy?
It's over 2.2 billion rands when we see the numbers there and what we've had to endure in the past couple of years. That number is fast increasing, and a lot of these breaches are not, sometimes they're not announced, and they won't be in the media, and we'd be fortunate enough to know that this company's data has been accessed or it's been breached, some companies are fortunate enough to have a breach like that and it's not made a public spectacle. But it's happening quite often. It's happening to so many companies. And when it happens, it's very difficult to recover. And you must remember, once a breach happens, customers lose trust in that company. And imagine if I'm having all my personal information with a law firm or whatever the case is, and I have these lawyers that are representing me, and they have a breach, and my information is being sold somewhere, or I'm being now heckled financially. It really affects. It's a domino effect, and it affects everyone involved.
I find it to be somewhat of a double-edged sword, because by the time that you hear about a data breach, especially some of the big ones, then you know that things are bad, right? Because data breaches happen all the time. And I think it's a little bit unfortunate sometimes that we still, I don't know whether I can say we still carry the stigma around data breaches, because in the physical world, if you hear that a bank has been robbed, but if you hear that a bank's systems have been breached, I think those two things carry different weights.
Exactly.
One, to your point, I think you've made this point twice already, that in the case of the data breach, you are going to lose trust in that institution. But a physical bank robbery, I don't know, maybe we've been desensitized and you're like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, it's South Africa. These things happen, because a lot of the time, the unfortunate part is that it seems that a lot of companies and organizations aren't, for fear of exactly what you're talking about, to disclose that these things are happening. So some businesses will be thinking that this will never happen to me, but it's happening all the time. So with that in mind, then, when you guys are engaging with, let's say, a small business, what is the conversation that you're having? Is it because, once again, small businesses are here for their budgets.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you arrive and, you're having a conversation, they're probably thinking, these people want to sell me a solution,
Yeah, no, that's true.
Yeah, so how do you have those types of conversations? Because you do have this budget-sensitive segment, but it's all the more important that they are secured.
No, definitely. I think one of the importance of approaching small, medium businesses is to very much highlight the impact of it. So you can either, take a bite right now and say that, I'd rather have this measure in place so that I don't have a bigger cost should we have a breach. And that's the only way we can come forward to it. And with that as well, from a company perspective, we definitely tailor our solutions to every single business. So what we give to one company or one client is not the same that we're going to give to another company. So we tend to have these sessions or these talks with these clients and understand where they are from a financial perspective, and understand that this, from that perspective, how they can implement these solutions into their strategy to overall better perform. Because it's not only just about having the solution to protect the company and so forth. Also, these solutions, they tend to also help the efficiency of total business operations, and And unfortunately, yes, it's very sensitive to be talking about the finances and the budget and so forth. But I think rather when you look at these situations and you realize that when we start showing the stats and showing the larger impact that what is going to happen, what has happened to the likes of or to competitors, some of your competitors are experiencing this and you're fortunate enough to not have experienced something like that. It's by pure luck that sometimes your company has been breached. It's not that it won't happen. Maybe it's just not your time yet. And it's something that we do stress in saying that these measures need to be in place, need to be put in place. Otherwise, your company could actually do shut down. You know, imagine from a small business perspective, you only have two people that are working under you, and you holding all the, you know, the credit card information, all the banking details. Would you rather pay an X amount for proper effective solutions, or are you going to say, you know what, let me just use what I have and hoping, crossing your fingers, thinking that it's not going to happen to you. So rather take that investment right now rather than waiting when it's too late, because repairing what has been broken is much difficult than putting in preventative measures. And it's one of those conversations that we have, and we do try to obviously come in from a perspective of discussing with our clients and discussing with customers as to how we can put agreements in place to ensure that they do have these solutions either way. And we tailor those conversations around the their needs and where they're standing from a financial perspective as well.
So from a GRC governance risk and compliance point of view, is there anything, you know, that mandates businesses, especially those that are taking in some type of personal information or sensitive information, to have maybe minimum protections in place? I'm sure that financial services, for example, probably has those guidelines in place, but a lot of small businesses are not banks, right? So is there anything that's holding, anything that's mandating small businesses in particular to have protections in place? Or at the moment, are we still in a place where we still just need to tell people, this is what you need to do?
I think once, with the whole issue, going back to raising awareness, yes, awareness is a big part and parcel that companies need to know about information and cybersecurity and so forth. But I think once you also want to take your business to the next step and have these auditors and have the ISO, you know, the ISO certification and, you know, just auditors understanding that, listen, the company is protected. The company has these measures in place. So companies to adopt, it's not yet enforced in this country, unfortunately. I'm not too sure about other countries, but certainly in this economy, we understand that such policies need to be more enforced, especially what we've seen happen recently, that it's not just a breach with the CIPC, it's a breach overall in the public sector as well. And, you know, so these policies are there, but they're just not enforced strong enough. I don't know if I'm making sense there. Yeah.
All right. So that's where we end off for today. It has been a really great discussion, just talking about the, you know, over 2 billion rand problem in South Africa called cybersecurity and how it's affecting businesses in the country. One of the things that Riobetswe spoke about is the fact that, you know, just 19% of businesses, you know, have, you know, measures in place. And the majority of those businesses are your large corporates. So small businesses are at huge risk in South Africa when it comes to having your data breached or something like that. One of the key things that she started off talking about is the fact that there's no business that's too small, you know, to be attacked, because as long as there's some type of information that you are having, that you hold, that can, you know, in some way, shape or form, you know, be used either against you or be sold, you know, somewhere online. So it's always good to have some of those protections in place. And we've heard this argument time and time again, and it continues, you know, to grow. And that's the fact that there's huge reputational damage and risk that comes to being breached. So, you know, to her words, do you take a bite now and, you know, pay, you know, to have some of these these effective protections in place, or do you wait until the day that you get hit by a massive attack, which might potentially cost you way more than anything that you would have had to pay for having the digital security in place? And then obviously, you know, where do we stand in terms of mandates? Where do we stand in terms of enforcement? And one of the things that she just highlights is that, you know, some of these guidelines are there, but, you know, enforcement is a bit lacking. But if you are a business that's looking to get to the next level, then these are just some of the baseline things that you do need to have in place so that you can have the right certifications and you can operate at that level. So that's been it. We were in discussion with Rehabetswe Motsamai, who is the Marketing and Communications Manager over at Makwa IT. Rehabetswe, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And that's been it for this edition of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab on Twitter with hashtag BD Spotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your pods casted. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail. And this has been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So from myself and the rest of the team, it is good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.